are happy. Don't worry, be happy. Could you imagine Big Fatty is retiring in 6 months? And now I'm behind a goddamn tractor. And he wants to become a consultant. Do you imagine going to Big Fatty? Please meet my consultant, Big Fatty. What the hell would you be consulting on anyway, Big Fatty? Oh, I don't want to think about it. Cakes and special chairs. Ugh. Ugh.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Cakes and special chairs.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2635 of the BFO for Friday, the 2th of March 2018. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I got a buttload of voice letters with so-so questions and a quiz. Hello, predictors, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're far right. It's going well. Yo, you're predictors today because, y'all, I'm going to tell you something. All day Thursday, y'all, I don't know what it was, but Big Fatty's right knee, to your Big Fatty, it was a stitch all day long. It was. And, y'all, I won't say it hurt, but it just wasn't right. And it was just, you'd step on it, go to walk, and it was like, oh. And so, y'all, I came home from the coal mine Thursday, and y'all, I took me a couple of those IBU friends. And y'all, anyway, I was telling everybody, at the coal mine that we had rain coming. I was saying that my knee was predicting the weather. And, y'all, I came home and took the IBU friends and went out for a nipple walk, you know, just to kind of try to work it out and everything. And, y'all, the sun was just as shining as bright as it could. And, y'all, by the end of the nipple walk, it was clouding up. I expected to hear, "Annie, yeah, Uncle Henry, there's a storm." And y'all, as I am recording this, it is beginning to rain. So, it looks like it's gonna be a gusher. Big Fatty, that sounded vulgar. Yes, Big Fatty. This weekend, we have not one, not two, not three, not four, but five celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Big Fatty, must be a lot of fucking that first weekend in June, I guess so. But y'all, Tamari on Saturday, y'all, two of the most special celebrations of exiting the birth canal there are out there. The first one, y'all, you hear him. You hear him on the last show of every month. He sings the Bulgarian national anthem. Y'all, there's none other than that Stevie B. Yes, Big Fatty, he loves the Tanqueray and Tonic Two Limes. He does. And y'all, I've met Stevie B many, many times at the Good Days. In fact, I've even been to his condominium in Fort Lauderdale. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, the other celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all, she's an integral part of the BFO. Y'all just couldn't do it without her. Y'all, it is none other than the one and only Miss Bacon. Baby, we love Stevie B and Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, I know that it's a special weekend for you, and I know you're going to have a grand old time. Big Fatty, you know she loves the corners on the cake. Never buy her a round cake, and that's true. And y'all, then on Sunday, our first celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all, the former host of How Much Do We Love, y'all, she's out there in the California, originally from the Hatlanta. Y'all, is that Sarah Davis? Oh, Big Fatty, we love Sarah. Ray Davis. And y'all, then next is half of the Robs. Y'all, it's Rob. Oh, Big Fatty, we can't do anything without the Robs. They're just lovely. And y'all, I think Rob 1 and Rob 2 were two of the first people to ever come into the villa here. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, then our final celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, you heard him at the beginning of today's little show. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all, it is the Faye driver. It is from up there in the northern Mexico. So, y'all, if you see Miss Bacon or Stevie B or Sarah Davis or Rob One or the Faye driver on the Twitty or the Face Space, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And, Big Fatty, we're going to need a bigger kiss.
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
I got new tires on a big Billy Big Rig. Billy Big Rig? Big Rig Billy? And now I can squeal. Now I can like screech my, now I can spin out or whatever. Anyway, and I have a date with Laughing Buddha for a fancy breakfast, brunch, breakfast, on March 11th. So I'm like, what a great way to start the weekend. And then the kids and I are going to a musical on a Saturday night, and then Pink on a Monday. So basically all I have to say is, if someone decides to, I won't even say it, you know what I'm thinking. Oh, this is all my birthday present. I'm calling it my birthday present. Just kidding.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that of course is Miss Bacon and Billy Big Rig, Big Fatty. Miss Bacon, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Your birthday's this weekend, and you're going to see the Laughing Buddha, the Spambassador of the BFO on the following weekend, and you're going to go see something pink. I don't know what that's all about, but anyway, I get the Laughing Buddha to take you to the, I want to say it's the Hell's Kitchen, and get the Bloody Mary. It's just lovely. Maybe it's not Hell's Kitchen, but anyway, tell him you want to go to the place that he took Big Fatty and get the Bloody Mary. Big Fatty, I'll have two.
Hello, Fat One. It is Tim. I would give you a call, but I could not find your voice letter line while I was out and about. But I have a so-so question, so play that wonderful music we all love that takes up plenty of time and gives you extra content.
It's February so-so question month. It's February so-so question month. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and call, comment, or email the BFO with a so-so question for that Peter G. and Kathy Marshall's contest in February. Because we're tired of the good questions and we're ready for the mediocre ones. It's February so-so question month. Come on, do something. Get off your ass.
So my so-so question is, at the end of every show, you say, show, blah, blah, I'm talking like Big Fatty, you say, call the new voice letter line. But it hasn't been around a year. So when does it go from being new to the regular or the old voice letter line? Just curious. Inquiring minds want to know. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I guess y'all, that, of course, is Termly Single Tim from over there in the Hatlanta. And yes, Big Fatty and the baby's arm. It's true. And Tim, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice, other than at a time other than when I see you face to face at Crema. But Tim, even though this is March now, this came in February, and it's a good thing it did, because it absolutely is a so-so question. But before we get to it, I know you'll want to join me in recognizing Digger. Digger for that totally original, never repeated, totally original bumper. A big video. I still don't know how he does it that he did for So-So Question Month. But Tim, in answer to this so-so question, it's not going to change. It's, you know, when you get to be Big Fatty's age, by the way, 4 months, 4 months and Big Fatty will be retired. Not according to what the Faye Driver said, it's 4 months now. So anyway, when you get to be Big Fatty's age, a lot of things are new. A lot of old things are new again. So every day it's a new, it's the new voice. Like, Big Fatty, do you even know what it is? It's, I think it's 619 Ruined One. Big Fatty, how that sounds like a new one. Yes.
Hello, Big Fatty. It's me at Gong, or the Stroked Out Chicken, whichever you want to call me. Anyway, I'm calling on the 28th of February, which is technically still so-so question month. I don't know. Okay, let me work this out. Carry the two, carry it forward. Okay, so you play this probably after So-So Question Month, but I'm recording this before, while it's still So-So Question Month, so you know what? I don't care. Time travel is too hard for me. Whatever. Okay, so I do have one last So-So question, and this question is actually for Squeaky Kitty. Yes, I'm not joking. This question is for Squeaky Kitty. Okay? So, here it is. Squeaky Kitty, right? Hope you can understand me. Well, actually, I'm going to ask even if you don't understand. Okay. Why does the caged Squeaky Kitty squeak? Right? Do you hear that? Why did the Squeaky Kitty squeak? Right, it's kind of a play on why on I know why the caged bird sings, but in this case, I don't know why the caged squeaky kitty squeaky squeaks. Oh, squeaky kitty squeaks. Anyway, yeah. Well, not to leave you out. Hello, Miss Poodle McNoodle, and bye, Big Fatty.
Bye.
Now wait, how do I stop this recording? Damn it.
I guess you know that, of course. Is that Ed Gong or Ed Chan from the future? Yes, Big Fatty, Ed Chan. First of all, Squeaky, before you answer this so-so question, Ed, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And I will let Squeaky Kitty, and Squeaky Kitty, you do think this is a so-so question, right? Okay, and you definitely got it in time, so it does qualify. But Squeaky Kitty, I'll let you answer, give him the so-so answer. Well, Ann, I hope that answered your question. Yes, Big Fatty.
Seriously, the creepiest thing just happened to me. I had a missed call, and so I called them back because it was a local number. And they said, Lily's Floral. And I said, hey. And they go, who is this? And I go, the birthday girl. And she laughed to find out that they misdialed the number. They were supposed to dial 775, not 755. Seriously, I said, this is the worst birthday ever. So then she says, tell your husband to call us. We'll send him some flowers. I said, I think I'm going to call my husband and ask him who Melissa is. And then she says, I go, are you going to give him a 50% discount? She goes, probably not. Really? Really? Talk about an adrenaline high and low rush. All right. And then add to that Excuse me, my chubbies didn't mention my birthday on their show today? Like, seriously, I think I got some breaking up to do.
Yeah, I see y'all, that, of course, is, that's the birthday. Yes, we painted the birthday girl. Don't get her a round cake. Y'all, that's Miss Bacon, and, y'all, I've played that one a little bit out of order. So Peter G and Kathy Marshall, there are more so-so questions to come. You can't reach into the drum yet and draw a name out for that totally uninspiring prize that whatever it is you found in your seat cushions. Big Fatty, better that than finding it in their seat. Big Fatty, all that. Miss Bacon, something tells me that the celebration of exiting the birth canal will improve on Saturday. It, Big Fatty, it sure as hell better.
Hi, Big Fatty. Hi, Poodle. It's Jimmy Bear.
Hi.
Two robins were sitting in a tree. I'm really hungry, said the first one. Me too, said the second. Let's fly down and find some lunch. They flew to the ground and found a nice plot of plowed ground full of worms. They ate and ate and ate until they could eat no more. I'm so full, I don't think I can fly back up to the tree, said the first one. Me neither. Let's just lay here and bask in the warm sun, said the second. They plopped down, basking in the sun. Now, no sooner than they had fallen asleep when a big fat tomcat snuck up and gobbled them up. As the cat sat washing his face after his meal, he thought, I just love Baskin Robbins. Have a nice day.
Big Fatty, that was a good one. Oh, Big Fatty, that was so good. I didn't yawn. Jimmy, that may be one of your better ones. I didn't see that one coming at all. Big Fatty, that was a good one. And y'all, it's always nice to start off the weekend with a Jimmy Bayer kerfuffle. Yes, Big Fatty, it is. And you know, next weekend, the second weekend of March will be a rather depressing weekend for you and the old gal. Oh, we don't need to talk about that yet. Maybe we'll have another kerfuffle from Jimmy Bayer next weekend to take us out of our mourning. Big Fatty, is that with a U? It is. So, Jimmy Bear, thank you so much for that. It's Big Fatty, I thought he was going to say the cat said it's kind of mealy, you know. I didn't know what the hell it was going to be. Well, Big Fatty, you're just wasting time now. I am wasting time. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Y'all, I forgot, if you got some time this weekend, I want you to go to www and take a little quiz. Y'all, it's called Live to 100, and that's the number 100.com, LIVETO 100.com, and take the little quiz and be honest. Big Fatty took this, and y'all, I'll tell you, how long it says Big Fatty's gonna live. Big Fatty will probably tell the old gal she's gonna live to 61. Big Fatty! Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the Faye Driver. And Faye Driver, what are you gonna celebrate your birthday with?
Cakes and special chairs.
Is he gonna eat the cake from the special chair? Big Fatty, that can be difficult.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.